At UIS, we take great pride in our commitment to a liberal arts foundation, in the exceptional public affairs opportunities that we provide our students, and in the outstanding professional programs that serve the needs of our region and beyond. I look forward to the contributions that the Springfield campus will make in the coming years to the overall mission and vision of the university. This past summer, at the board retreat, I told you about three priority areas for the Springfield campus: growth, talent, and facilities. I won't repeat those comments today, but I want to give you just one specific update about our student union. You may recall a slide similar to that one from my summer presentation. I'm pleased to report today that since the board approved the site for the UIS Student Union at the September board meeting, the Student Union Planning Committee, co-chaired by Student Trustee John Tinkin and Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Tim Barnett, has been charged. The financing plan has been developed, and we are moving forward as quickly as possible with a building that is critical to our enrollment growth, as well as critical to enhancing student life on campus. Imagine for a moment the Urbana campus without the Illini Union, and I think you will understand the urgency of this endeavor. I'm grateful for President Easter's support on this important project, and if all goes well, our students and this board will have a much more appropriate gathering place in the near future. To set the context for your meeting place today, I want to mention what new research about the four core strengths of your Springfield campus says. The first is that we provide a teaching-focused academic experience. The second, that we provide students an abundance of opportunities to collaborate with each other, with faculty, and with the community. We have a right-size and supportive community, the kind of strong community that helps students succeed. And finally, we have a tradition of educating public servants and leaders with deep roots here in the state capital of Illinois and the home of Abraham Lincoln. That same research, conducted this past year for us by a national consulting firm, has led to a major new theme for the Springfield campus this fall. It is creating a great deal of positive response all over the campus and in our community. I hope you've noticed the images that say, "Leadership Lived." It is not just a tagline for our new marketing campaign. It is a promise. It is a fundamental truth about UIS. UIS is a place where leadership is lived every day. I'm pleased that we've been recognized for our progress. In the new U.S. News and World Report rankings, it is no small achievement that we are ranked higher than any other regional public university in Illinois. And that seems appropriate for the only regional campus in Illinois that is part of the world-class University of Illinois. And in the Midwest, our ranking among public regional universities increased this year from number 4 to number 2. This move in the rankings reflects the high quality of experience that our faculty provide to our increasingly diverse student body. I'm so proud of our alumni and our current students. You heard last night from Professor Wheeler that among our alumni are two Pulitzer Prize winners, and those are their photos: Deborah Peterson at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and Kathy Best at the Seattle Times. Both received their master's degrees from this campus in public affairs reporting. What great examples of leadership lived. Our current students are leaders too, and here are two great examples. Justin Rose is in his first semester as a graduate student in public administration. As an undergrad here, he was one of the founders of the Black Male Collegiate Society, an organization that promotes leadership on campus and that connects students to the community through a strong public service commitment. Justin was also vice president of the Lambda Pi Eta National Communication Honor Society and a student mentor for the Necessary Steps program for first-generation students. Justin is the first person in his family to earn an undergraduate degree, and I was so pleased to shake his hand at commencement last May. He is working toward a career in state government, and I sincerely hope that our state will retain him after graduation. Ginger Saunders, who's also pictured there, is a pre-med major and a dedicated volunteer for Big Brothers Big Sisters and several other community organizations. At UIS, she has been a writing tutor, a peer mentor, a resident assistant, and the student representative to several boards, including the UIS Alumni Advisory Board. This past summer, Ginger